You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin. Hi, everyone. This is Stephen James from Project Life Mastery, and welcome to my October 2018 monthly goals report, where every single month I give you a detailed update on exactly where I'm at with the goals that I set for myself at the beginning of the year. Now, if you're brand new to this process, then let me share with you real quick how this works. Back in January of 2012, when I first started Project Life Mastery, I decided that I was going to publicly share and declare my goals with the entire world. And I found that by doing that, it created this extra layer of accountability and pressure that pushed me beyond whatever I could have thought was possible in terms of getting me to take action and doing whatever's necessary to actually follow through and achieve my goals. And by doing this process and repeating it over the last few years, I've been able to accomplish and achieve 80 to 90% of my goals. Because what I found that if you make a commitment or you set a goal and no one else knows about it but you, then you can easily back out of that with very little consequence. The only real consequence of you not following through is that you're letting yourself down. It's your own disappointment of you. But if you set a goal, you make a commitment, and other people know about it, your friends, your family, people that you know, then you're much more likely to follow through, because not only do you not want to let yourself down, you don't want to let them down either, right? You're accountable to them all of a sudden, and you care about what they think of you. You don't want to disappoint them or create a negative perception of yourself that you're not following through. So it creates this internal pressure, and I believe that pressure creates diamonds. It's one of the best ways to shape yourself and your life to make it the way that you want. And so I've been doing this process for years, and I do this month after month, and I do this because I also believe, and I want to demonstrate and be a role model for you to inspire you to set goals for yourself, because everything I've been able to accomplish in my life is because of the process of setting and achieving goals. And you might already have goals for yourself, which is great, you know, your New Year's resolutions, but of course you got to make sure you follow through. You got to make sure you have a process where you're checking in on those goals to evaluate whether or not you're on track, whether or not you're going to make certain adjustments or tweaks or modifications with your goal or your process or procedure. And this is a great way to make sure you actually follow through on a regular basis. And so hopefully I can inspire you guys with this process. And also you guys can follow along in my journey and see what I've been able to make of my life and myself through this process and ritual. You can go back to 2012 and see me back then and see where I am today. And the proof is there, the evidence is there, and it's real that anyone can change their life or create whatever kind of life they want if they believe, if they commit themselves, if they follow through, if they set the goals, if they have a process to make sure they follow through with it. So with that being said, what I'm going to do here, I got my computer. I have a blog post that goes along with this video or this podcast. And you can find that at projectlifemastery.com. If you go to my website, projectlifemastery.com, I'll link in the description of this video. Head on in there, you'll find the blog post for my monthly goals reports, and you can see all my goals in detail, in depth.
I made some great progress in October. I achieved a lot of my goals and got a few left that I'm going to really focus on for the rest of 2018. But the ones that I've already achieved, like, you know, I have many goals I achieved months ago, I'm not going to spend too much time going into. I want to mainly update you guys on what's been going on for the month of October, the progress that I've made towards my goals, any challenges, failures I might have encountered, and also the successes as well, so you guys can see my journey and see where I'm at with my life. So I'm going to go through each one, one by one. You can follow along with the blog post if you choose, or if you want more details and information on my goals that I might skim over, you can find the information for that on the blog. But also, I hope you guys are making progress in your life, that you guys are doing well. 2 months left now in 2018. Got to make it count. We got to make sure we finish the year strong and we push ourselves. That's what I've been doing. And getting ready for 2019, which I'm really excited about. And by the way, one thing I want to mention, I'm considering potentially not continuing these goals reports in 2019 or in the future, or modifying it in some way. And the reason is I do this and I get tremendous benefit for myself. And I, you know, believe that there's a great amount of you that also benefit from this as well. But I've noticed that as I've continued publishing content on Project Life Mastery on YouTube and whatnot, you know, the goals reports don't get as much engagement or traffic than the other posts or the other videos that I do. And part of me tells me, okay, well, maybe there's not a big enough demand. There's still definitely a demand. I know there's many of you that continue to follow me and whatnot, but I'm considering potentially changing the process or discontinuing this, not unless there's enough demand for enough people that want me to. One thing that I'm considering is maybe potentially changing this to quarterly goal reports. So instead of doing this monthly, doing this quarterly, I mean, I'm still going to do it personally in my life because, you know, I do this for my benefit as well. But maybe, like, my perception of this, and maybe I'd love for you guys to comment and let me know, okay, that is the best way for you guys to let me know this, is that I'd be curious to know how many of you watch or consume these goals reports on a monthly basis versus just kind of watching or checking in once in a while. Because if it's every month, and I find that doing this process, sometimes not much has changed month after month for me in my life. Like, you know, some months I might go by and, you know, I might only made progress on one or two goals, you know, and it's not really that significant of progress. So I find it can be a little bit boring for people, and success, the process of it is boring. You know, I hate to break it to you guys. It's the slow, repetitive, consistent habits and rituals that you do over a period of time that really make the difference, that over months or years, people look at and like, wow, it's amazing how you achieve so much, but it's really slow day to day, week to week, month to month. And so I was figuring maybe it's more beneficial if most of you only watch this once, you know, a few times a year, then maybe I could do a quarterly goals report. And that way, every quarter, I do it four times a year, but every quarter, you'd see more significant progress. And I think that video or that podcast would get a lot more views and engagement. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please leave a comment below this video on YouTube. Let me know what you think. Let me know, number one, how often do you watch these videos that I do every month, these goals reports? Do you watch every single month? Or do you watch, you know, maybe over the last year, 2018, maybe you only watch one or two? In which case, maybe it's better to do a quarterly one and, you know, make it that way more available for you guys. So any feedback that you guys have on that, I'd love to hear. Please leave a comment below, because I'm trying to figure out what's the best way for me to continue this or, again, discontinue this in 2019. Now, I appreciate any comments. Let me dive into the goals that I have here. And I've got them broken down into different categories of my life that I'm going to share with you guys. And I'm really excited because I made some great progress in October. I've been on fire. You know, I think for me, taking that vacation that I took and taking that time off traveling around Europe and whatnot in Singapore and Dubai really made a difference for me because I've been in the hustle mode, guys, for years and years and years. And sometimes when you make it, you achieve big success, you forget to turn off the switch. And for me, I love to hustle. I don't necessarily like the word hustle because I think there's a lot more than just hustling. And sometimes you got to work smarter than just hustle and burn yourself out. But I've definitely been hustling and working hard over the years. And I love what I do. It's my mission, my purpose. It's what I choose to do. I don't have to do it because my mission is to be the best that I can and make a difference in the world and change other people's lives. But I found that you can get burnt out, you know, and sometimes you got to take a break strategically so that you can re-energize yourself and reignite that passion. And definitely for me, by taking that time off, I realized how much I love my life and how much I love to do what I do and create videos and content and help people and serve you guys. But also, it just kind of created this new energy within myself, and my standards, my quality of life has gone up beyond anything has ever been. My happiness, my joy, my productivity, my passion for my life, my excitement, everything's gone up, and it's great. So I'm really happy with where I'm at right now in my life and the progress that I've been making. And I've always, you know, done well, you know, over the years and everything, but I feel like I'm reaching new levels right now in my life and committing myself even further, which is great. So I'm doing fantastic, and I'm excited to share with you guys some of the progress that I've made. Now, in terms of financial goals, the first goal that I had for myself this year is that I'll easily make 3.5 million Canadian in revenue while working less and positively impacting millions of people's lives by December 31st, 2018. And I'm happy to say that I've achieved this goal for 2018. The total amount so far is $3,523,497.53, approximately, because these aren't like official accounting numbers. It's, you know, based on my accountant and what he can do and provide for me. But it is a give or take, I've achieved this goal, 3.5 million Canadian in revenue. Super happy about that. The total income for the month of October was $771,000. That was a result of receiving money from past promotions and things that I had going on. But I'm excited for this. If you want to learn more, of course, about how I make money online, all the different income streams, you can learn about that on my blog at The Goals Report. Also, I'm excited because, as you guys know, I'm an active investor, although I haven't been that active over the last 2 months or so because I recently switched brokerage accounts, as some of you guys know, because I moved from Canada to Panama. And I used to use RBC Direct Investing, and now I switched to a new brokerage account, and there's a new learning curve with it. It's definitely way more complex than what I was using before, way more advanced, but that's good. But I haven't been that active with investing, but one thing, I do check in on my investments, but I'm not actively investing as much as I'd like to right now. But my total dividend income from my investments was over $12,000, and I love that. I've always said before, that's the best form of passive income, because when you have stocks and blue chip companies and large cap stocks, and they pay great dividends, and you got index funds and whatnot, those are the best sources of passive income. You get taxed the least on them as eligible dividends, usually, depending where you live. But that's the truest form of passive income, in my opinion. So I'm really excited about that. My investment income has been reaching new heights, pure passive income there. And also, more importantly than this, when I look back at achieving this goal, I'm going to overachieve on this goal. And this is more than I've done since last year as well, because last year I also did 3.5 million Canadian. But what I'm most proud of is who I've become in that process, to be able to become someone of value, to be able to be the kind of person that can provide so much value to other people's lives that I'm able to receive that amount of money from other people is pretty miraculous to me. But also the hard work, the sacrifices, everything I put into who I am and creating my business to where it's at, that's the ultimate reward that I look at, is the journey along the way and who I've become and what I've learned and the people that I've helped, the lives that I've changed. Another part of this goal too is working less than ever before. And I can definitely say this year as well, I have worked less than I've ever had before too. So that's always great, because that means that I'm working smarter and I'm leveraging other people more to achieve more in less time or with less effort. So that, I think, is the ultimate, is every single month, every single year, working smarter so you can achieve more by doing less. So I'm excited for this. Again, if you want to learn more about the details, check it out at the blog. Next goal is I'll easily have at least 6 million Canadian in investment assets, cash, stocks, bonds, ETFs, real estate, cryptocurrency, etc., by December 31st. So I achieved this goal back in July. I've overachieved it. It's over $6 million now. I'm not really updating it publicly as much anymore because I overachieved on this goal. But it has continued to grow month after month, which has been great. And of course, my investment portfolio is what allows me to be able to receive different dividends and investment income, which is great too. Right now, though, the markets are down. My investment portfolio is down. It's still over the goal amount, but the markets have been down the last month or two, and there's some great opportunities right now. So I'm going to probably immerse myself this weekend or next in really getting into this new brokerage account that I'm using and start make some investments in some of the stocks that I own, but I can get them at a cheaper price now because they've dropped down in value, and what I invest in typically is long term. So I'm okay if it drops in value short term because, you know, I'm in this for 5 years, 10, 20 years out, and I know that the value of these companies, and I know that they're worth more and the value is more than what the stock price is. And so I'm willing to do that, to invest and get a discount for the long-term benefit from it. Okay, moving on. Mission and business goals. I'll easily host 12 Life Mastery Accelerator monthly mentoring sessions, sharing my most cutting-edge self-development strategies and help thousands of people transform their lives by December 31st. I've done 10 so far this year. I've been consistent with this month after month, which has been great. The last training that I did in October was one of my favorites. It's on how to meet and attract your soulmate. And as many of you guys know, I recently got engaged to my soulmate this year, Tatiana. And this is the one area of life. It's one of my greatest areas of life. One of the most grateful for, way more than money or business. It's the greatest, it provides the most richness to my life, I'd say. And I was single for many years. I struggled meeting and attracting women. I used to be very shy, but I committed myself to this. I committed myself to becoming more attractive and learning how to meet and interact with the opposite sex. And I used to be a dating coach for 5 or 6 years. And I coached, you know, over 1,000 men and a lot of women as well to help them also be able to become more attractive and interact and approach the opposite sex. And for the first time since I had my previous business called Lifestyle Transformations, I decided to teach a lot of the stuff that I taught then today inside my Life Mastery Accelerator program. So I'm really beyond excited for that training. Got great feedback from it thus far. But if you want to learn how I've been able to attract someone as amazing as Tatiana, or if you want to be able to attract someone, you know, your soulmate or whatever it might be, then I highly recommend to go through that training. If you got a relationship, the month before in September, Tatiana and I did a training on our relationship ritual, which is a ritual that we do every month to improve and grow our relationship. So there's some great trainings inside that program. You can find out more at www.lifemasteryaccelerator.com. Okay, lifemasteryaccelerator.com. So check that out. Really excited for that one. Next goal is I'll easily host 12 online Business Mastery Accelerator monthly mentoring sessions, sharing my most cutting-edge online marketing strategies and help thousands of people grow their online businesses by December 31st, 2018. On track with that, I've done 10 thus far this year, got two more to go. In October, I hosted one on Instagram marketing. So the training was on how to get your first 10,000 followers on Instagram. And I've been investing a lot into my Instagram lately because I hired a consultant. We're running Instagram ads. I hired an agency to run Instagram ads for my Instagram page as well. And if you follow me on Instagram, you have for the last few months or years, you'll know my content's improved and I've been growing a lot. So I'm really excited to have shared a lot of the best strategies that I've learned. You know, the consultant that I worked with gave me some incredible value, which we're going to be implementing over the next few months and to 2019. I think it's going to make a huge difference as well. So if you want to learn that, go to www.onlinebusinessmasteryaccelerator.com. Onlinebusinessmasteryaccelerator.com. Next up is I'll easily host at least 2 online business mastery mastermind events. Love the process, personally help people build and grow their online business. Excuse me. So I've got one coming up in December. I think it's pretty much sold out. I have someone that helps me with that, but got an awesome group. If you want to learn more about that, if you want to learn more about that, go to www.projectlifemastery.com/mastermind. Okay. If you want to apply, we've got 2 coming up in 2019 as well. They're both in Los Angeles. I think one's in July, the next one's in December. And we've actually kind of almost sold out for those ones too, because we've been getting a lot of deposits for people to reserve their spots. So if you want to meet me, come to an event, work with me to help you build your business, that's the best way to do it. I'll easily host a Life Mastery Transformation Seminar. So this is a goal that I decided I'm not going to achieve this year. It'll be a 2019 goal, or I'll reevaluate it in 2019. I'll easily create a new self-development program or training program. I decided also not to commit to this and finish this one for 2018 to move it to 2019 because I wanted to focus on improving some of my existing products and programs to make them better and better so I can further help my existing customers and students. Next goal is I'll easily hire 2 new A players to join the Project Life Mastery team and help me grow Project Life Mastery. So I've actually got 4 positions right now that I'm hiring for. 2 of them, they're on the blog post, but 2 of them is a marketing specialist and a social media marketer manager, okay? The marketing specialist, the person I'm looking for here is someone that has experience with copywriting, email marketing, setting up funnels, running and setting up affiliate programs and affiliate relationships. You can learn more about that. It's a virtual job, but I prefer someone that's in a similar time zone as myself and my team. The next job is a social media marketer, someone that has experience with Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you know, being the community manager for my business. That also is available, and there's links on the blog post if you want to learn more about those positions. And if you know someone that would be a good fit and you refer them to us, then I'm paying a $250 referral fee if we end up hiring that person. So if you hire the person you refer to us, I'll PayPal you $250. Just email, introduce that person to this email support at projectlifemastery.com. Email it there and CC this person and send them the applications. And if we hire them as a result of you, we'll pay you $250 for that. Next 2 is I'm looking for a videographer part-time in Los Angeles, someone that can help me operate a camera and help to film interviews and events. If you know someone, or that could be you in Los Angeles, email support@projectlifemastery.com. And the next one is I'm looking for an Amazon pro, someone that is skilled at launching Amazon products. You can help me find suppliers, design, create the product, and launch it on Amazon. You already have to be selling on Amazon. You already have to have gone through a great course like Amazing Selling Machine. And I'm happy to pay someone to help me with that because I just don't have the time to, like I used to, be able to do the nitty-gritty stuff. And I'm trying to leverage other people as much as I can. So if that is you and you want to help me with that project, I'm happy to work with you. Again, it's got to be the right fit. I'm looking for someone that has the skills, the experience, not a beginner, more intermediate or advanced. Email support@projectlifemastery.com. Okay, moving on. So let's go through some of the ones that aren't that relevant for this year anymore. I'll easily create a new physical product. That's in process progress right now, hence why I'm looking for someone to help me with that. So that's probably going to be more 2019, to be honest. I'll easily create and launch the new stephanjames.com website. That I decided is probably going to be for 2019. We'll probably start it in 2018, finish it 2019. I'll easily publish 150 plus of videos on Project Life Mastery YouTube channel. 139 videos so far this year. We did 18 videos in October. So I'm definitely going to achieve this goal for 2018, which I'm excited for. I'll easily publish 200 plus blog posts on projectlifemastery.com. Done 169 so far, 19 for the month of October. So on track with that. I'll easily have at least 600,000 YouTube subscribers on Project Life Mastery. Achieve this goal in October. So excited. Right now we're at over 620,000 subscribers on YouTube. Probably hit 700,000 by the end of 2018, which is great. So happy to hear and see that the Project Life Mastery YouTube channel is growing. By the way, make sure you turn on the bell on when you're subscribed to the channel, turn on notifications to get notified of new videos that I'm releasing. Okay, next, and again, I'm going through these pretty quick. The details are on the blog post if you want more of the details to follow along, but I've got a lot of goals here and only so much time. So I'll easily reach at least 14 million views, which is 1.1 million views per month on the Project Life Mastery YouTube channel. For the month of October, the amount was 1,188,000 views. And by the way, this actually, because I'm filming this right now on November 1st, usually when I do my goals reports, it's like a few days after the beginning of the month, because right now, November 1st, YouTube doesn't give us all the analytics for like the last few days, I think. So it's not the exact number. I won't know the real number till like 2 days from now, probably. But I wanted to get this out today. So over 1.1 million, which is great. Over 10 million views so far for 2018. I will so far I'm coming up short on this goal. I think I'll get to like 13 million views, which is still amazing. I'm still celebrating that. I'm not going to feel bad about that in any way. I'll easily reach at least 2 million unique followers on projectlifemastery.com. Unique visitors. So total was 121,000 unique sessions in October, 1.1 million total for the year. So still short by 870,000 unique visitors. Probably going to come up short on this goal. So, it's still great, but still not where I want it to be. I'll easily reach at least 1 million podcast listeners, which is 83,000 per month on Project Life Mastery Podcast. And we had the highest month on the podcast for the month of October, which is great, which is 88,000. And I think it was because we recently added the podcast to Spotify, and I think that made a difference. But the total for this year is about 594,000 listens. And we're short on this one. We're behind schedule, but I'm happy that the podcast is still growing nonetheless, which is great. Health and fitness goals is that I'll easily get tested to better optimize my physical, mental, and emotional well-being. And I've got a list of different tests that I wanted to get done this year. I've done 6 of the tests so far, everything from the Wellness FX blood test, a heavy metals test, micronutrient test, food sensitivity test, hormone, testosterone test, DEXA scan, etc. There's 3 more tests I'm going to get done this year, but I'm not going to do them until I go to Los Angeles in November, December. That's when I'm going to really dial in my health, because I just secured a place there that is in Venice, California. So it's my kind of like my favorite area for really dialing my health, because I got Whole Foods, I got Bulletproof Labs, I got Gold's Gym, and I've got the Human Garage, right? And all things I've talked about before. So excited for that. I'm pretty much on track with that goal, which is good. I'll easily complete a 30-day sugar detox challenge. I've not started that one yet. We'll probably start that in December. I'll easily complete a 30-day vegan challenge. I've not started that one yet either. I'll easily continue to optimize my health and well-being every month by doing one of the following. These are basically like biohacks. I've been behind on this one for October, but November, I'll be able to get back on track when I get to Los Angeles. I will easily continue naturally detoxing mercury and lead from my body. I achieved that back in June. So I was doing a heavy metals detox. I'll easily work out at least 5 times per week. I've been consistent with that, been on track with the gym for October. Mind and emotional goals, I'll complete the 100-day challenge, already been achieved. I'll complete a 30-day morning ritual challenge, already been achieved back in July. I'll complete a 30-day meditation challenge using my Muse and HeartMath Inner Balance. So I started this in October. I'm at day 10 of this challenge, and I've been loving it so far. I already meditate, but not really every day. Like, you know, for me, meditation was I meditate for like 30 minutes, a few days a week sometimes, but I wanted to do it every single day for 30 days, which is what I'm doing right now. And I'm using the Muse, which is it's a headband. You might have seen me share it before. It's a headband you wear, and there's an app that goes along with it, and you decide your environment that you want to be in and how long you want your meditation to be. So if you're doing like a 30-minute meditation, you set that on the app. You can choose if you want to be in the desert or the rainforest or by the beach. And as you're meditating, you can hear waves or the wind. And as your mind gets more active, because the headband, it actually tracks your brain signals, and it'll tell you when your mind is more active or when it's more calm. And when your mind gets more active, then it gets more intense, the waves or the wind. And what it does is it naturally brings it down so that your mind goes to a more calm state. So it's really cool. And then afterwards on the app, you get to see your progress from your meditation session, how much time you spent in an active mode, neutral, or calm. And it kind of gamifies it too. You can win different awards and prizes, and it's really cool. I really enjoy it a lot. Highly recommend it. I actually bought one for my sister, bought one for Tatiana. I like to gift this to people, which is pretty fun. Next was the HeartMath Inner Balance. I also use this You can learn more about this on the blog. I link to it there. Also on the resource page at projectlifemastery.com, I share a lot of the different resources that I use there. But really enjoying that right now. If you meditate or you want to get into meditation, I think those are great tools to help you. Next goal is I'll easily read at least 20 books to continue to master every area of my life. And so far I've read 16. For the month of October, guys, I was an animal with my self-growth. I read 4 books. The books that I read, I'll share with you guys real quick. I link all the books on my blog to the goals report if you want to know what I've read so far this year. So I read the book Instant Enlightenment, which is a great book by David Data, Modeling with NLP, 50 Success Classics, and Clockwork, Design Your Business to Run Itself. So great books, business, self-development, success, spiritually, that you guys could benefit from. I've got 4 more books to go, so I'm on track with this goal. Next goal is I'll easily listen to at least 30 Blinks using the Blinkist app to continue to master every area of my life. So the Blinkist app, you pay every month for a small amount of money, and it gives you access to hundreds or thousands of book summaries, audio summaries, that are 10 or 15 minutes to listen to. And I listened to 16 for the month of October. I was on fire. Total of 34 this year. So I've achieved this goal, which is great. And I link all the different books that I listened to, which were great. I really went on a binge in studying memory and learning, because that is one thing that I want to teach in November's goals report, monthly goals report. So I want to teach and share some of the learning strategies that have helped me a lot, but I want to kind of gather all the best information out there so that I can do a better job teaching it. Relationship goals, I'll continue my monthly relationship ritual, Tatiana, on track with that. I'm going to go through a few of these pretty quick here, guys. Plan romantic experience with Tatiana. So Tatiana and I were in Colombia and Panama for the month of October. So we were in Medellin, Colombia, which is a great place to visit, spend time. We've got a few friends there, but had a great time there, created some great moments and memories there. I'll easily connect with each member of my family at least once a month in person or over the phone. I've been on track with that for October, touching base with my family. I'll easily connect with a new friend at least once a week over the phone or Skype. I was also on track with that back in October as well. So really putting some good focus on my friendships too. Lifestyle and travel goals. I'll easily do a fun new activity every month. Dancing, kickboxing, or just any fun activity, or just have fun. And we were in Colombia again. So for me, I just travel so much that's like my passion. That's what I do for fun, as an interest or a hobby, I guess you could say. So for me, I love just the newness and the adventures and spontaneity of traveling and what it provides. I'll easily live in Los Angeles for at least 3 months. So already been in Los Angeles for January and February. So already been a month and a half in Los Angeles, and I'll be in Los Angeles in November and December. So I'll have achieved this goal by the end of the year. I'll easily travel throughout Europe. That goal is achieved. I'll easily travel to Orlando for the Amazing Seller Summit. Already achieved. I'll travel to the Traffic and Conversion Summit in San Diego with my team. That was achieved back in February. I'll travel to Whistler for an entrepreneur mastermind. That was achieved. I'll travel to Mexico for an entrepreneur mastermind, which was also achieved earlier this year. Okay, moving on to a few more goals, spiritual and contribution. I'll easily listen to the Word of Promise, which is the Old Testament and the New Testament audio Bible. And I made some great progress on this in October. I listened to the book of Leviticus and the book of Numbers. So I've listened to 4 of the books so far of the Old Testament, but I'm really behind on this. In fact, I didn't realize how much, I've always kind of read parts of the Bible, but not from like beginning to end all the books. And it is a beast. So I'm behind on this massively, and I'm okay with that. I think, it'll probably take me like another year and a half to finish it. But, I'd like to be more consistent for sure and get further ahead. So I'm going to do the best that I can for November, December. I think I can hammer out a few more of the books of the Old Testament. Yeah. Okay, next, I'll easily raise and fund at least $10,000 to build 3 houses with World Housing by December 31st. So I was able to raise for the month of October, I think it was $610. And I matched, of course, I matched those donations as well. So other people donated $610. I also matched that and donated $610 as well. Total amount that I've raised is over $3,500. And then on top of that, I've donated to match that as well. So total is about $7,000. So I'm behind on that goal. I don't think I'll achieve it by the end of the year. But nonetheless, I'm still incredibly grateful that we've been able to raise the money to build at least two houses for families, which I think is great. And I'll easily donate $20,000 to we.org to fund the construction of two schools in Ethiopia. So I've already donated over $50,000 for that to build three schools. So I'm excited for that. The total number of schools I've built so far this year is nine. Total is nine schools, which I'm really excited for. And I've actually got another one that I'm going to be funding pretty soon by the end of this year too. So I'm going to continue to make a difference there. There's a really great quote that I wrote down today from Nelson Mandela, and he said that education is the secret weapon to change the world. And I really believe that's true. You know, when you educate kids and people to help them realize that they can achieve whatever goals they have, and they can be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer or a coach or a speaker or an entrepreneur or whatever it might be, that comes from education, which is what has shaped my life. So I'm really excited for that goal. I'll easily go on a volunteer trip to donate my time to help build houses or schools. Doesn't look like I'm going to get a chance to this year to go on a volunteer trip, unfortunately. And I will easily loan at least $5,000 to Kiva. So Kiva, you can loan money to different people, different parts of the world to help support their goals that they have. And so far it's been $2,384. So I'll achieve that goal by the end of the year. So I'm on track with that one, which is good. And that is it. That is it, guys. So listen, hopefully you guys learned something, benefited from this process. And again, seeing me go through my goals and reflect on them. Overall, for me, October was a great month. Really happy that I was able to knock down and achieve, I think, three or four of the goals that I had this year. Still got more to go, though. And so I'm going to continue to do the best that I can, really narrow in and lock down what I feel out of my goals that are left. What are the highest priority ones that are going to bring the biggest return to my life? And, I'm not going to achieve everything here. Some of them I've already moved to 2019, but I can do what I can control. And I'm going to focus on doing the best that I can to focus on what's most important so that I can finish 2018 strong and get ready for 2019. So hopefully you guys are doing great. Hopefully you guys are also keeping track of your life and your goals and being consistent. And I look forward to seeing you guys again soon in an upcoming video. Thank you guys so much. Make November 2018 and December a strong month, and let's crush it. All right, guys, take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.